And we're broadcasting all this week from KPBS in San Diego. And so we were thrilled to welcome kind of the top dog of the city to the KPBS studios, Mayor Kevin Falconer. Mayor Falconer, welcome to you.
Robin, welcome. Great to have you here in San Diego.
And you've gotten to see a little bit of how radio works, and so I'm sorry we're going to have to take you to an undisclosed location after that because you just saw all of our technology crash here. Our fault, our computer. We're going to get that going. But meanwhile, let's just get started. You've got a lot going on today. You've got a press conference later today to talk about water issues. We want to talk to you about that. But you've also got a meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, with officials from the San Diego Chargers. Let's start there.
Sure.
The Chargers want a new stadium. You're going to start talks with them. A lot of your constituents don't want to have any taxpayer money going towards a stadium, but the Chargers are flirting with L.A. They could go. Do you think you're going to keep them?
Well, lots going on, and looking forward to tomorrow's meeting. One of the things that's been absent in this dialogue here in San Diego over the last several years is there's never really been a concrete plan and proposal. And that's changed within the last several weeks. I put together a stadium advisory group that really put down some concrete measures, a variety of different options for the city to pursue. And so tomorrow we'll be sitting down and talking with the Chargers about that. And you know, that's important because, as I've always said, it's important to keep the Chargers right here in San Diego where they belong, but it has to be a deal that's fair and one that I think San Diegans will support.
Well, listen, you have people in your corner. One of them happens to be Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. I think we have some sound of him. He played here recently. And now it's hard to hear a little bit. He's you know, in a packed stadium himself. But, you know, it turns out he's a fan of the Chargers. Let's listen.
San Diego. It's so beautiful here. Why would anyone want to leave?
In beautiful San Diego. Who would ever want to leave, especially the Chargers? That must have done your heart good.
We'll take the support of Mick Jagger as well.
But on the other hand, then you pick up your paper and you hear people like one of the local sports columnists saying there doesn't really seem to be a shred of evidence that they're going to stay. Because people say you don't have the leverage that they do. The Chargers can say they're going to L.A. What can you say? What's your leverage?
I'll tell you what I've always said is, well, I can't control what happens in Los Angeles. We can't control what happens here in San Diego. And the Chargers have said that their preference is to be here. And so what we're putting together, as I said, for the first time is a real plan with some numbers attached to it. And I think what you've also seen here in San Diego is really people coming together over the last several months. We know we have this opportunity. We know the window is relatively short. But at the same time, my commitment has always been a plan that I think is fair. And we came together as a city several years ago, and we built a Petco Park where the Padres play. That's where the Rolling Stones were just a couple of weeks ago. That worked out remarkably well. San Diegans supported it. Voters supported it. I think we can do the same thing here for the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, but you are going to take this to a vote.
Absolutely.
And by the way, you didn't have to do that. You're not legally required to.
I think it's important. And I've always said, look, this has to be a fair deal for taxpayers. And if it is, taxpayers will vote for it. If it's not, we have no business bringing it forward. And so I'm very confident that when we sit down, we can put together a plan and a package that I think does make sense. And I think the voters should and will have the final say.
And the NFL, of course, has a say as well as to whether or not a team can move. But how are you willing to say, is there a cap that you'll put on how much taxpayer dollar you'll use?
Well, I think one of the benefits and the highlights that we saw from the report that was put forward by the advisory group is, you know, we can do this without raising taxes. And that's something that I've always believed in. You know, you look at a combination, whether it's stadium naming rights, whether you look at, you know, NFL dollars, you know, all of those different, you know, dollars you put into the pot. Look at what's worked and hasn't worked in other stadiums across the country, taking advantage of those discussions. So we're putting all that into the mix as we start to have these discussions tomorrow. And as I said before, things can work when you sit down and you work collaboratively, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
Can you do it without giving them tax breaks? 53% of San Diegans in a recent poll said they don't want the team to get tax breaks to stay.
Well, I think what we do is you look at, you know, the fact that the city is already losing money on the stadium that we have now, the existing facility at Qualcomm Stadium.
It's not big enough.
Well, it's old. It's outdated.
It's the oldest one, I think.
One of the oldest in the country. You're right. And operations and maintenance has not been kept up where it needs to be. And so we're factoring all that into putting together something that also, you know, one of the other things that people are talking a lot here in San Diego is if you know where the Qualcomm Stadium is located, the opportunity to create, you know, kind of a special place by opening it up, the river goes right to it, make that part of a river park. And I think that when you start to look at all of the parts of the whole. That's what, that's our biggest opportunity.
Okay. Well, you're still, going to contend with constituents who they just don't want any taxpayer dollar to go towards a very, very wealthy sports franchise. But we'll see how that unfolds. Meanwhile, let's talk water.
Yeah.
You will have a press conference later today. San Diego had suggested requirements. They're now being hardened, made mandatory. What are you going to tell people of San Diego today?
Well, keep doing what they're doing, which is conservation and conservation. I mean, it's been a way of life here in San Diego for a number of years, and so it's not new to us here in San Diego. But the drought, of course, is real, and it's been one of the most severe droughts that we've ever faced in California, with not only groundwater reservoirs, at their lowest point ever above ground surface. Our water conservation, San Diegans have conserved double digits since 2007. But we're going to talk about this afternoon is the need to do more to comply with the state's order, which takes effect today. Different water districts have different targets. Our target here in the city of San Diego is to reduce water by 16%.
That's relatively low.
Well, when you've already been conserving,
right,
it's still more.
But I mean, some are at 30.
You're exactly right. And so all up and down the state, there are a variety of different targets. And I'm going to be gathered with a bunch of, variety of mayors here from throughout the region today to say, we're all in this together. Continue on the focus is going to be on outdoor landscaping. And we have to pull together as a region.
Staying with that, there was a recent article I'm sure you were also thrilled about how some city officials were actually not cutting back on water when the paper looked. Some had actually shot up. But one in particular said, I put in a drought-resistant lawn. And turns out when you do that initially, your water bill does go up, and we talked to a landscape designer. We're going to have that story coming up this week. Your water bill does go up because initially you just have to get the plants to take root. And so he was defending his water usage. Are you going to give people room to make these changes? We heard a lot from people saying, but will I get more water to replant my yard?
Yeah, and all those are going to be taken into consideration, as you rightfully point out, to go from whether it's turf replacement to the xeriscape, the cactus type decorative, or not decorative, but landscaping, but also artificial turf is a big part of that. There's rebates available. We're going to be talking about the rebates, and I'm a big believer in incentives. If you give folks the financial incentive to do that, they will take advantage of that. And of course, in San Diego and in California, low flow showers and low flow toilets have been just part of who we are for the last decade.
But are you going to? I'm sorry if you just said this, but you had the rebates for the lawns and they ran out. Are you going to have more? And also, are you going to be careful that big users like golf courses don't get those? Should they get those rebates?
One of our golf courses, the city golf courses, is on recycled water already. Torrey Pines, which probably a lot of your listeners are familiar with. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things that we're looking at, and from not just to get through not this drought, but really in the future, is a very ambitious recycled water program here in the city of San Diego that we hope to have up and running by 2021. And when completed, I don't say if, but when completed, we will create a third of our city's water supply from recycled water. It's going to be one of the most ambitious projects in the country and one we're pretty proud of.
Yeah, and how do you handle this as a mayor when you talk to other mayors? We're thinking of what's happening across the country, and it's heartbreaking in Texas, for instance.
Yeah.
Too much water.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be that, cities pretty much had some of the same issues cross country. We were saying that coming here, I've lived in California, and still coming here, it feels like I've entered another country in some ways. I know waitress say to me, I'm not offering you water unless you ask for it because my governor's going to arrest me. So, I mean, it really is different. Do you talk to other mayors about that?
We do, and I'll tell you, we could have used your snow for all the snow you had in Boston.
We wish
for our
you could have taken it.
Here in California, we would have liked it. We had one of the, from a snowpack standpoint, one of the least amounts of snow that we've ever had in decades here. And so we have some very unique, obviously, issues throughout the state and the Southwest that we're dealing with. And one of the biggest things, Robin, is nobody can say when it's going to end. And so you have to take these steps now to get through this drought, but also from a sustainability standpoint.
That's San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer. Just one last thing, Mayor Falconer. Ask tourists to do more. I want to be asked to take a shorter shower in my days in. So, ask us to do more, and we will. Mr. Mayor, thanks
Very
so much for
good.
Coming in.
Thank you. Welcome. Yeah.